Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Susan, did you go to the press conference yesterday? Miss Walken mentioned you by name, but nobody could find you.
Unfortunately, I didn't. I was originally scheduled to discuss the benefits of getting seasonal passes for our spring line of plays, but I couldn't make it. I tried to get back to the theater after a meeting with some investors, but I got stuck in traffic.
That's too bad. There were plenty of reporters there. I read a very enthusiastic article in this morning's paper, too. You should go to my office and pick up my copy.
Number 32. What event did the woman miss? Number 33. Why did the woman miss the event? Number 34. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Lillian. I'm having an issue setting up this printer. Whenever I try to print something, this red light keeps flashing. I'm pretty sure that everything is plugged in properly.
Oh, I think you were at lunch when the delivery man dropped it off. He noted that your computer needs to have special software downloaded in order to make it compatible. It won't work unless you do that.
Okay, I see. I did find this disk in the box, but I have no idea how to install it properly. Should I call someone from the IT department?
I don't think so. I remember seeing an instruction manual when you removed the printer from the box. Maybe you should check to see if you can find it there.
Number 35. What is the man having problems with? Number 36. What happened while the man was on his lunch break? Number 37. What does the woman tell the man to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
We need to organize a dinner for Mark in the accounting department. He's turning 40 next week.
Great idea. But he's not in accounting anymore. He moved to the general affairs department last week.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, do either of you have any ideas for a fairly cheap place where we could host a party?
How about King Lobster on the corner of 12th and Bergdorf? It gets great reviews.
I thought of that, but unfortunately it went out of business recently.
Then why don't Lauren and I contact some local places and check how much their dishes cost?
Yes, we'll try to find somewhere relatively cheap and get back to you later.
Number 38. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 39. What problem does the man mention? Number 40. What do the women intend to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Hello, Tamika. I'm really impressed with your suggestions for the menu. It's so important to keep thinking up exciting new choices ever since our location was featured in that newspaper article.
I know. Now customers expect us to constantly come up with different pizza options, and it's been so busy here lately that I don't know how we will possibly be able to meet the demand once we unveil this bigger new menu.
I've been thinking a lot about that. Do you think it would be a good idea to purchase a new oven? We have plenty of space, and it would allow us to keep up with all of the orders. Number 41. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 42. What are the speakers discussing? Number 43. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Robert, would you mind pulling over at the corner? I want to jump out and grab a coffee and a bagel from the Artisan Cafe.
Are you sure that's a good idea? Your interview at Polaris Construction starts at 10 a.m., and that coffee shop is always so busy.
Only between 8 and 9. It should be empty right now.
If you're sure, then. And if we are stopping anyway, I might as well come in and get something for myself.
Number 44. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 45. What will the woman do this morning? Number 46. What does the woman imply when she says,
"It should be empty right now"?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good evening, Mr. Lomas. This is Eve Dickey, your advisor from Cartel Consulting. I was calling to discuss our findings concerning your company's proposal to acquire Redwater Industries.
Excellent. I was expecting your call. We've really been struggling with this decision, so we were interested in what you had to say. We were wondering, in particular, if it would be worth it, since their factories seem to be less productive than most others in the industry.
We also pinpointed that as a potential problem. However, we think with a few minor changes, it can drastically improve them. If you can give us a little time to put something together, we'll come to your office next week and present our recommendations to you in person. Then you can make your final decision.
Number 47. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 48. What are the speakers worried about? Number 49. What does the woman say she will do next week? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Ms. Harmon, we don't have any more films showing tonight, and Steve and I have already cleaned the auditoriums. Would you mind if we head off 15 minutes early?
Yes, there's a big concert downtown tonight, and although we aren't going, we're worried about how busy the streets will be. It might take a while to get home.
Oh, that's no problem at all. But, Philip, would you mind quickly changing the posters in the foyer? We need to put the new ones up.
Okay, they're in the main office, right?
That's right, just on top of the file cabinets.
I'll go and get those and lend you a hand, Philip. We'll get it done faster doing it together.
Number 50. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 51. Why do the men want to leave work early? Number 52. What does the woman ask Philip to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation. Martha, the restaurant won't be closing for another 3 hours, but there's barely any salad dressing or breadsticks left. We'd better watch our levels.
I've already told the chef about it. He said that he already noticed the shortages yesterday.
Oh, really? Well, I wish he had told me about it. If he had spoken to me, I could have replenished our supplies today.
I mentioned that to him. Well, what are we going to do for the rest of the evening?
I guess I should go to our other branch to borrow the items we need. I should be back within 45 minutes. Number 53. What does the man mean when he says, "We'd better watch our levels"? Number 54. What has caused a problem? Number 55. What will the man probably do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
We'll have to make some changes to next month's company newsletter. I've just heard that Stephen Cobb, the founder and CEO of Polyzon Corporation, will be visiting our city. He is scheduled to give a lecture at Laverne University.
Oh, this will be of great interest to everyone at our company. Mr. Cobb has done so much for the field of electronics, especially the sizable amounts of money he has invested in promising startup firms.
That's why I'd like you to find out more about his lecture by getting in touch with the Public Affairs Department at the university. I've already tried to contact Mr. Cobb directly, but I have yet to hear anything back from him or his staff. I'm sure our employees would like to read about the event in the newsletter and find out how to get tickets.
Number 56. What are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What has Mr. Cobb done for the field of electronics? Number 58. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Athena. It looks like you've already discovered that our new computers have arrived. What do you think of them?
I'm checking out a movie I downloaded, and it looks amazing on this monitor. I'd really like to purchase a new one for my home computer, so this model might be perfect for me.
Actually, when our company bought these computers, they sent extra coupons for all of their electronics, including monitors. It would save you 30% off the retail value. I could give you one of them if you wanted.
That sounds wonderful. I've wanted a new computer monitor for a few months now, but they are all so expensive. Maybe I'll finally be able to get one with this discount.
Number 59. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 60. What does the man offer to do? Number 61. What is the woman's problem? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and poster.
Hi, I'm here to pick up the posters for the Willard County Air Show. Are they ready yet?
Yes, we just finished printing them. Here you are. That'll be $50, please.
Hold on a moment. I'm sorry, but there's a mistake. Kids actually get into the event for free.
Oh, dear. I'm not sure how that happened. I'll take care of that straight away. Would you mind coming back in a couple of hours?
No, that's okay. I have some other supplies to buy for the event anyway. Shall I just pay when I come back then?
Yes, and I'm really sorry for the inconvenience.
Number 62. Who most likely is the man? Number 63. Look at the graphic. What information on the poster should be changed? Number 64. What will the woman probably do next? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list. Harriet, is the conference room all set up for our meeting with the clients this afternoon?
Everything is ready, except there's a problem that I guess we both forgot about.
Oh, what's that?
Did you forget that the TV in the room broke down a few days ago?
Ah, of course. We'll need one to present our data to the clients. I'll rush out and buy a new one at lunchtime.
Make sure you get one with a bright display and high resolution. We'll want to present our graphs clearly.
Definitely. I'll get a Scion Full HD TV, and I'll make sure that it's the biggest one they have. Number 65. What are the speakers preparing for?
Number 66. What is the woman concerned about? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which television will the man most likely buy? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and screenshot.
Do you have a minute, Rachel? I wanted to test out this new program, but I can't open it on my computer. I emailed you a download link for it.
Oh, I was wondering what that was. I'll start the download now.
Thanks. If it's effective, I'm going to recommend it to everyone at the meeting today. Will you be there?
No, I am not a part of that team project. The manager wants me to stay focused on our international clients.
Number 68. Look at the graphic. What is the name of the man speaking? Number 69. How will the woman help the man? Number 70. Why will the woman be absent from a meeting?